Once upon a time in a CCE class, not too different from the ones that happen here, there was a class that was talking about the sacraments. And the teacher asked the students, what does our Lord Jesus say about the sacrament of the Eucharist? And so little Mary raises her hand and says, I know. Jesus said, take this and eat it. This is my body. Teacher said, very good. You're such a good listener. Then she asked the question, students, what did our Lord Jesus say about the sacrament of baptism? And little Joseph was sitting in the middle of the room and he raised his hand and he says, I know. She said, yes, what is it? She said, well, our Lord says, baptize all nations in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Teacher said, excellent, you guys are such smart students. And then she asked another question. What does our Lord Jesus say about Mary? And little TJ was in the back of the room and he raised his hand. And he says, I know, that one's easy. Jesus said, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And maybe that's why little TJ became Father TJ. That is not a true story, but it is the way that our society looks at the sacrament of marriage. Our society says we can give it whatever name we want. We can redefine it if we want to. We can just end a marriage whenever we want. But our Lord is crystal clear in the gospel today. When the Pharisees try to trick him and say, hey, look, Moses let us get divorced. That's still okay, right, Jesus? He says, no. The reason Moses said you could get divorced is because of the hardness of your heart. But you know what? I believe in you. I trust in you. I know that you can follow what the Lord's asking. And he's asking you that if you get married, you stay in that marriage until death do you part. The sacrament of marriage is a holy covenant. It's a covenant where God wraps his arm of love around a couple who is to be married. And he does so because at the beginning of creation, God designed that man and woman would be together. And he said it was for this reason that a man shall leave his family and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one. In the wonderful, beautiful, awesome, holy sacrament of marriage, our Lord gives us the opportunity to grow together in the sacrament of love. When man and woman get married, they come before God and they say, you know what? Nothing is going to stand in the way of my love for you. I'm going to choose you in good times and in bad. I'm going to choose you in sickness and in health. I'm going to love and I'm going to honor you all the days of my life. And then the priest or deacon says, what God has joined, no one can separate. The sacrament of marriage is a holy, unbreakable covenant of our Lord. It's a gift that he gives us so that man and woman can join together in love, so that the two can become one, and the two can share their love and have children to multiply and fill the earth. In the sacrament of marriage, there are two ends, the life-giving, the life-sharing. They give life to their offspring. They give life to children. And all of us that are here, we are a product of love of our parents. And the other reason that we have marriage is the life sharing. That husband and wife, the two can become one. That they can share in that love and grow deeper in that love to follow the Lord more deeply. It is a wonderful, awesome, holy sacrament. And it's one that our culture and our society does not value. My friends, in this country, in the United States of America, when a man and woman stand before God and his holy people, there is a 50% chance that that marriage is going to fail. Couples have a 50% chance of success in marriage. That's the same odds that you get of getting heads when you flip a coin. That is not what our God has asked us to do. That's not being faithful to that law. There's another staggering piece of information I found this week as I was looking over the homily. Do you know that there are some places in this country where you can rent wedding rings? No sense buying the whole thing straight out because there's a good chance you're not going to need it. You can just rent it until you don't need it anymore and then bring it back. That is atrocious. We chuckle, we laugh, we think it's funny. That is so sad. It's so sick. that we have taken this wonderful institution, this covenant of God's love, and decided that we're going to redefine it. And we're going to stay in a marriage until we get tired of that person. But that is not what God asks us to do. He asks us to share in love. He asks us to continue to fight for that marriage, to come before Him and come before each other, to continue to grow in love. The sacrament of marriage is a holy, awesome, beautiful, wonderful gift that our God gives us. And it's not one that we are to take lightly. I'd like to share something with you. Here in my hand is the book, The Code of Canon Law. This is the church law. I'm going to ask you guys to hold on to this for a second. Okay, hold on. Here you go. Ready? Okay, would you say that's pretty light or pretty heavy? Pretty heavy, right? This is the law of the church. And in this law of the church, it tells us everything that we are to know and to practice about our faith. In the paragraphs 1055 to 1165 are the canons on marriage. One of the things that we learn and hear about marriage is that as Catholics, as baptized Catholics, it is our responsibility to get married here in the church. If you're a baptized Catholic, you are expected to celebrate your wedding in a church. I get to talk to young people a lot, and they always ask, well, that doesn't make any sense. What if I want to get married on a beach? What if God's in creation, and God can be in my backyard? Well, yeah, He can be there, but this is where He dwells. This is where He gives us His body and blood. This is where we enter into the church. This is where we have our sins wiped clean. This is the place where we come to be confirmed in the faith. This is the place where we celebrate the sacrament of marriage. I tell young people all the time, if you come to me and say, I want to get married on a beach, when you get older, I will take this and I will hit you with it. I don't really threaten, but it's serious. Okay, it's serious. It's if we are Catholics, we say this is important because the sacrament of love happens here. What the Catholic Church says is that if a person is baptized Catholic, they get married outside the Catholic Church says, you don't want to be Catholic anymore. And so a person who is baptized Catholic, who is married outside the church, we ask them not to receive any of the sacraments, to abstain from receiving the sacraments until they can have their marriage validated, recognized by the Catholic Church. Because we say if you are a baptized Catholic not married in the church, we fall into that category that Jesus talks about in the gospel. Adultery. Someone who gets divorced and marries someone else commits adultery. We take the sacrament of marriage super seriously in the Catholic Church. And that's why we have to have an annulment before a couple gets divorced and then remarried. But divorce and annulment was never in God's plan. And any of you who ever been affected by divorce, either as a child or in the marriage itself, you know how painful it is. You know how difficult it is. And that's why God says it was never my intention to allow divorce. Sometimes there are cases when a divorce needs to happen because it's a bad relationship and it's extremely harmful and it's extremely dangerous, and in that case the church is not asking anybody to stay in it, but the church offers an annulment for that couple to say, when you came before the Lord, you didn't really understand what those promises were, and we are going to annul that marriage. We're going to say that it wasn't a recognized marriage by the church. I share all this with you because it is super important, my friends. The sacrament of marriage is a holy, awesome, amazing covenant. And that's why we gather here today in this church, because marriage is a sign of that union between Christ and His church, of Christ saying, I'm going to give everything I have to the body of Christ, to my family, to my people. And that's why we gather week after week, so that we can experience this great love that Christ has for each and every one of us. As we celebrate the Eucharist today, we ask our Lord to help us to understand more clearly all the sacraments, especially the sacrament of marriage, that we, as a culture, as a church, as a people, may understand this divine, sacred gift that God has given us. And we pray for all of those couples that might be struggling in their marriage. We pray that the Spirit of God's love may come and help them and strengthen them and join them together so that they can fulfill those promises that they made when they stood before God. May the Lord continue to bless us. May He continue to bless our relationships. And may He continue to bless all of you. All of you who are married. That love that you share with each other will bring you closer to each other. And teach your family and your kids the great love that God has for every single one of us.